This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for the opening market discussion. Joe, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Follow through higher so far, not to the same degree as the strong run-up the grain futures had to start the week. This was a reversal of the way they finished last week with disappointment about the China meeting, President Trump's visit to China, and these discussions with Xi Jinping seemingly not producing much in terms of details and no explicit mention of agriculture coming from the joint statement. Until we had details Sunday afternoon, a White House fact sheet, including this number that we'll hear a lot more about, $17 billion in U.S. ag products annually for the next 3 years, in addition to those previous soybean purchase promises made last fall. You have that as an overall bullish feature of not then just for soybeans, but then for other crops that would meet that total $28 some billion potential purchase. But what about the follow through? We didn't have any flash sales, but that's what we'll be now watching so closely. Will they start buying or is it a further delay?
And Joe, in your opinion then, do you think the soybean price moving to the upside in the big way like we saw yesterday, is that based on a little bit of confirmation of those previous discussions about soybeans? That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
To Senator Lil Curley, Manager of Agronomy, Zach Ogles tells us what their products, Thiosol and KTS, can do for Iowa farmers.
So over the course of several years, we've done field trials evaluating the level of nitrification inhibition, as well as the yield bump that we see from that sulfur nutrition. We've seen between 8 and 10 bushels per acre of yield increase as a combination of the sulfur nutrition and protecting that nitrogen and getting the most value out of that.
Ask your local retailer about Thiosol and KTS.
July corn up a half cent at 477 and a half. July soybeans up four at 1217 even. July soybean meal up $1.20 at 335.70. July soybean oil up 5 cents at 75.68. Chicago wheat up 5 cents at 669 and a half. Minneapolis wheat up 7 cents at 710. Kansas City hard red wheat up 7 and 3 quarters at 733. July oats up 6 and 3 quarters at 379 and 3 quarters. On the Merck, June live cattle up 45 cents at 253.83. August feeder cattle up 70 cents at 359.55. June lean hogs unchanged at 98.53. June pork cutout unchanged at 114.48. Class 3 milk down 13 cents at 1681. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.